If a pastor declines to conduct a couple's wedding ceremony due to religious beliefs, is that pastor protected? One Florida lawmaker says while the First Amendment offers freedom of religion, it doesn't hurt to codify that. Regan McCarthy has more.
Public policy and public opinion are changing fast when it comes to same-sex marriage, says Longwood Republican Representative Scott Plakin. And that's one reason he gives for filing a bill to protect churches and clergy from lawsuits if they refuse to participate in weddings for religious reasons.
There's been numerous lawsuits in other subject areas regarding these types of issues regarding same-sex marriage in different contexts than this. But this particular as it relates to marriage, we think it's a good idea to put this in law now because it's difficult to predict, like I said, where this is all going.
Plakin calls the measure an extra layer of protection, and it's one some faith leaders welcome. Greg Squires is the pastor at Freedom Life Church in Kissimmee.
And with my religious beliefs and how I see marriage and the different threats that we've seen, even as you go into secular with the bakers and the florist and different others, where lawsuits came that we never thought would come because someone had a religious view, why could it not come to us? Even though we say that it's in our Constitution and it's in the amendment, well, that just depends upon the person who's ruling at the moment and how they see it.
Some church leaders express concern that even while the First Amendment might protect them in the end, it wouldn't stop a person from filing a lawsuit. And they're worried about how much it would cost their church to hire a lawyer or cover other court costs. Meanwhile, other faith leaders spoke against the bill, like Brad Copeland, who's a pastor at Tallahassee's First Presbyterian Church.
I'm really concerned about the inferred and now the overt premise of this bill, and that seems to be that LGBT people, or people who would seek same-sex marriage, are somehow a threat to other people of faith, and I find that premise very disturbing and inaccurate in my experience.
Copeland says he doesn't see the need for the bill, even though he says on rare occasions he has declined to perform marriages.
Years ago, a young couple came to me, and after much soul searching, I declined to perform the service. The groom was very upset. I was not sued. However, a couple of nights later, we got a phone call at 2 a.m. saying, "We saw your ad for free puppies in the free ad section, and it said to call after 2 a.m. I think that had something to do with that couple."
Copeland says he feels he has enough protection under the U.S. Constitution and opposes Plakin's bill. But after a lengthy discussion Wednesday, the measure passed its first committee with a 3-8 vote along party lines. For WFSU News, I'm Regan McCarthy.